find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 5th day of January, 2006. Folks, we will be with you live for the next 2 hours with my, well, semi-scheduled guest, John Ainsworth, on today's program. And on tomorrow's program, boy, the controversy just swirls. I know for many people, I don't even think I picked my nose right. We've added a new talk show host, Stan Solomon, that I knew Stan Solomon years ago. He's done radio, he's been on shortwave, so on and so forth. And Chris Gerner has quit radio, okay? He's a little post-toasty. The guy's got to drop back 5 yards and regroup, and he's probably going to be back on the network in about 6 or 8 months. But the guy's got to take a break. Will was sitting in for the guy. But he was not on a permanent basis. Well, lo and behold, I put up Stan Solomon. He has some different views on the Middle East, as well as another talk show host on this network, Dr. Stanley Monteith, as far as Israel goes. It's been real, real interesting. It's been an interesting 4 days so far. And he's going to be on my program tomorrow, so I want people just to set a little time aside tomorrow and tune into the program. And if you have any questions or any clarifications need to be made, I don't think you get to know a guy after 3 days of doing programming. I just don't think that it's possible. And I adamantly disagree with some of the things Stan Solomon believes in as far as the Middle East goes and Israel or whatever else. But it has struck me that... We should practice democracy here, and we should only pick one talk show host to do a program on this network. And if 51% agree on just one talk show host and they believe in their message other than anybody else, I think we should just take that show and just replay that 24/7. Folks, programming is programming. And I said, I was on Stan's show, and I said this. I said, Stan Solomon, if he wants to pull out 25 feet of rope and hang himself with, that's the talk show host's responsibility, and he will do it. We'll get into this subject tomorrow even more. And like I said, there's issues that I'm vehemently opposed to. But I'll tell you what. You know, I've been getting stuff here from people that I am just amazed of who is out there that listens to this network. And it's disappointing to me. You know, I ran through the list of talk show hosts that we have, and we've got a lot of good talk show hosts on this. And some people have pulled their support. Some people are calling up and threatening my advertisers because after listening to some guy for 2 or 3 days on the network, they decided that I somehow sold out. Now, folks... Somebody needs to get a grip here. Either my cheese is sliding off my crackers or yours are. I don't agree with everything he says, but you know what? I'm going to give him enough time to either hang himself with or become a successful talk show host on this network. By the way, I sent him a care package the other day. Loose Change 2, Neil Kond 1 and 2, and Carl Schwartz's book, One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And he's going to read them. He's got an open mind. Maybe because he's a Messianic Jew, maybe that's against somebody's belief systems. I don't know. Close that one out. We'll be back with John Ainsworth. Kick off the program.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thursdays, we normally run a program that we, well, I guess you could say we discuss matters that matter most. And we can go on and on and on and on, as I have in the past and many other talk show hosts have. We're talking and complaining about the problems. We get real maniacal and real up in arms. Some people like to scare the snot out of people. And it's imminent invasion, police state. You know, they're going to come and kill you and, buy my video. You know, look, we don't do that kind of hype here. It wears thin. The people that do that never realize it because they're always locked into their own paradigm. We have a tendency to be a little bit calmer about matters, and then rather than just pulling those little switches off the tree to try to kill it, we're going after the root. And really what the root of this problem is that imperfect as it is, the Constitution of the United States was still the best form of government that this government has walked away from. And that's what we like to maintain, try to keep people's focus on the imperfect constitutional documents. And helping me do that, and has been for how long, Mr. Ainsworth? How long have you been doing this show with me? Mr. Ainsworth? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. We got two producers kibitzing with each other out there. How are you doing? How long have we been doing this?
You know, I really don't know. It's been going on April, May. I mean, it's been a while, it seems like.
And I don't like to get too far off the beaten track on this because, you know, we can talk about a variety of things, and we can keep demonstrating and complaining about the problem, or we can hype people into, with hyperbole, I guess you could say, into maniacal, they're going to be kicking down your door any day, and they're going to be carting you off into an internment camp. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. Eventually, if these people, these evil, maniacal people that seem to be in charge of things, are allowed free rein with no resistance from somebody that can understand right from wrong, law from non-law, that may happen one of these days. But I don't see I don't see the merit of scaring people off with police state tactics and ranting and raving and screaming and making a ton of videos and demonstrating that and only that. That, to me, that keeps complaining about the same problem.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there is, I mean, people get this concept, and I hear it every once in a while, that it's too late, you can do nothing about it. And the issue is it's never too late. You know, that's just a put-off statement of give people reasons to do nothing. It's never too late, but the cost does get greater the longer you wait.
Well, and harder to reverse.
And harder to reverse. And so that's what we're looking at. And so the issue is do we have people who can actually realize that this is a legal argument? This is a legal argument under national law, constitutional law, state law, and international law of does the federal government have constitutional authority to remove lawful government from the people? And of course, we know it's a legal argument, and we know they don't, and that's what we're fighting for, that we're trying to remedy this legal mess that we've found ourselves in. But it gets back to, you know, we've got so many people, and you and I have talked about this before, and I'm resolved not to be frustrated this year, so I'm coming at it with a new attitude. You know, there's
good,
you know,
luck.
Yeah, really. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, and you've got the straw man issues, and you've got the name in all capital letters issues, and you've got the flag issues. And all of these are symptoms of the problems, and people, and that's a good place to learn. Once you realize some of the things that are going on, you realize we've been hoodwinked. But that's kind of like going to the Jew in the concentration camp in Nazi Germany and saying, if I can just get this tattoo off my arm, I'll be free. Yeah, well, you don't understand the problem then. If you think the tattoo or the number or the or your name in all capital letters is the problem, and if you can just free yourself from that, there's this wonderful freedom on the other side. We're fooling ourselves, and we've got to look at this whole picture, not just all these little snippets that we've uncovered in this movement over the last several decades. And we've got to go to the core issue of did the federal government have authority to annul states, create new states outside the authority of the people when we live in a free government where all government of right is supposed to come from the people? But the governments we have in place now came from the federal government and was done by coercion. It's a legal argument, people. And we've been doing this for a long time. Again, we've been doing this in North Carolina officially since 1997, and they haven't come kicked our doors in. They haven't thrown us all in jail. Now, are they watching us? Well, probably, but I don't even have a problem with that. Might educate someone in the federal government.
Well, I've always assumed that any conversation, whether it's here or at home or whatever, that there's a possibility that somebody's listening in. And I'm of the same thought that you are. I don't care who's listening to me. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to turn some law enforcement minds around as to what they're involved with. When I was under siege back in the Oklahoma City bombing, or the infamous facts that went over to Steve Stockman's office, and I was absolutely deluged with FBI, ATF, county sheriffs, I mean, you name it, but they were respectful enough not to really try to upset me, so they all showed up in suits. But I took the opportunity with these two FBI guys that were there to find out if I had anything to do with the Murrayville bombing. I took the opportunity. They were there one day, and they came back a second day. One of these guys, I turned his head around. Evidently, the FBI sensed that he wasn't necessarily a team player, and he put him somewhere down here in Texas in a hinterland office with not even a secretary. All he had is a voice recorder. So I take the opportunities as they come to try to change people's minds. And this is not hard to do, is it, Mr. Ainsworth? Because we already have the founding documents, and I said that they weren't perfect. And there's a lot of arguments out there that people that like to pick things apart, yeah, they have some legitimate grievances. There are some things in the Constitution, and I'm sure you would agree with this, John, that you could probably drive a Mack truck, tractor, trailer through sideways. But that's okay, because it was still the best government instituted by men. Men are not perfect. This Constitution wasn't perfect. And it does have validity that the Federalists got their way. The Anti-Federalists, I think, if they had their way, would have been a little different Constitution. But this is what we have, and it's been around, and at least it's served us well to this point. Well, not maybe to this exact point or this year or this day, but changes can be made in that Constitution, but we need to get everybody back on that same constitutional page.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the problems that we see now is that people look at the problems we have in government and think that it's related to that they're operating within the Constitution. And so there's this correlation that, therefore, the Constitution is the problem. And the problem is we have never seen a government operate under the Constitution in our lifetime. And so we don't even know what the Constitution, if put back into effect, what kind of government it would be.
And you know what illustrates that point pretty well is the deal here with the illegal wiretaps, George Bush sidestepping the FISA courts. What was it, 19, when did they start up the FISA courts, back in the 60s or the 70s?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, but at any rate, you know, here's a big debate about, well, in wartime, what powers does the president have, and this, that, and the other. And I hear arguments coming from people that know nothing about the tenets or the basic law of the Constitution. And it's amazing to watch, but I'm watching a lot of ignorant people voice their opinions on a document that they probably haven't read since they were in school, if then.
And that's one of the issues you fall into when you start talking to district attorneys and start talking to lawyers and start talking to police officers. None of these people have read the fundamental land of the law upon which no statute can violate. I've stated it on this show before that there was actually a police officer up in High Point, North Carolina, that said that the statute superseded the Constitution. Now, we got that on a tape recording, you know. So, I mean, the mentality of these people out here, they need education. They need to start reading the fundamental concepts of this nation, the fundamental concepts of free government, and what their role is in the ideal world.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not born a lawyer. You're not born a police officer. You're born into this country, and we have a system of government. And at such time, and it's a scary proposition, and a lot of people rightfully are upset about this because, yeah, they're following the statutes and not following the Constitution. You weren't born in the crib of statutes. You were born into a country that we have a founding set of documents, and these people are raising their hands, swearing to God, a public affirmation to protect and defend that Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. But here's their knowledge base. They don't even know they are an enemy to the Constitution itself themselves.
And that's until you bring in the concept that the Constitution is a living document, and it changes with times and the necessities of the times. It's like, man, how in the world can you obey a document that vacillates, that no one knows the meaning of it? I mean, which is what it's evolved into in this present day world.
Well, there are absolutes. I mean, the Supreme Court justices themselves, you know, the original ones. I mean, they made some very, very profound statements. I'll just read a couple here, just to let people know that these weren't guys that were legislating from the bench. These are people that were in position of federal power, but they didn't abuse or go against the very Constitution of which they swore. On the issues of say, just the court system, which you and I have spoken a lot about on this program, John Jay, he was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court back in 1789. That was a few years ago. He said the jury has the right, and this is on jury nullification issues, so unless we forget, the jury has the right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. That was John Jay. Samuel Chase, he came around a few years later, 1796. He was a signer of the unanimous Declaration of Independence. He was U.S. Supreme Court Justice. In that year, he said the jury has the right to determine both the law and the facts. Oliver Wendell Holmes, again, coming up in 1902, this man said that the jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both law and fact. And it goes on. And, you know, we're all familiar with Marbury versus Madison, you know, about the Constitution, if a law that they pass is repugnant to it. Guess what? We don't have to obey it. But here's the problem. We're getting in trouble when we disobey that law because we don't know how to counter it with an argument to make these little creatures that think that the Fed is the end-all be-all to all of our problems here in this country. We will return right after this. We'll also take your calls on today's program. My guest, John Ainsworth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Call in number is 800-313-9443. Let me just throw out something here that it keeps coming back around. Now, there are people out there that want to control things in this country, and they're doing so because there's opposition. That is my contention of what Homeland Security and Patriot Act is all about. This is not about fueling terrorists with narco dollars or whatever the case may be. This is to shut down political opposition in this country. Now, a long-standing scheme, Piper wrote this in American Free Press, long-standing scheme instigated by the Israeli lobby to censor American university professors who are critical of unqualified U.S. support for Israel has once again reared its ugly little head on Capitol Hill. Representatives Patrick, I think this is Tiberi, a Republican out of Ohio, folks, joined by 13 of his colleagues, 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats, have introduced a measure that will set up a thought control mechanism to satisfy the Israeli lobby concerns about growing opposition to Israel on American campuses. Now, Tiberi's bill, numbered H.R. 509, is nothing more than a revamped version of an earlier controversial measure. That was H.R. 3077, which died in a previous Congress as a result of widespread opposition, much of it generated by news reports, first published in the American Free Press and then widely circulated via the Internet throughout the American academic community. H.R. 509, which is innocuously called to amend the entitled extend Title VI of the Higher Education Act of 1965, would set up a federal review board in the United States Department of Education designed to curtail academic dissent against U.S. foreign policy, particularly in the realm of American policy in the Middle East. And again, the B'nai B'rith and the Zionists are behind this because, well, we're filling a need over there in the Middle East right now by going after and killing Israel's enemies. But here's the deal, John. We've got people up on Capitol Hill now trying to control the academics going on in colleges. Now, again, this is another branch of this root that is very deep in this country that has to be excised or done away with. But here's another issue that somehow that you don't have freedom of speech, you don't have freedom of thought. But again, these are people that are using the Fed government in places that the federal government is not supposed to be in, namely education. And I don't give a hoot if it's K-1 through 12 or in college or wherever it is. Here's another example of the federal government taking on something that they shouldn't be involved with.
And it's a fact. I mean, they're going to keep on doing it. Just a little snippet of information on that is the federal government actually passed the first legislation to get involved in education on a state level in 1867. I mean, I ran across that when I was doing some of my research. And so it looks like there was, you know, hey, they have to get involved in the education process to implement their policies and to indoctrinate people. Again, look at the Civil War issues and what we believe about it through the education system versus what the facts show. Another little snippet of information is talking about information control. A lot of people don't know what happened in the Civil War when the war first broke out, that Abraham Lincoln was so opposed to any opposition to going to war that he actually shut down 400 newspapers in New York alone. And I'm talking about going in there, the last several of them, with sledgehammers and just busting up the presses because they were sympathetic to causes against his. And also the Democratic governor nominee for the state of Ohio was on the stump when he was doing his stump speeches campaigning against the war. And Abraham Lincoln had him arrested and tried for treason, for speaking out against the government. He was found guilty and deported to Canada. And, you know, again, this concept of, for political purposes, putting in these archaic things, these archaic devices to coerce people into a belief system, or at least, and it will coerce some people into a belief system, and then through lack of knowledge have other people fall into a wrong belief system, has been a part of the American history since, you know, at least 1861.
The thought police are everywhere. But again, I mean, I'll say this, because I don't think people are really getting a grasp of this. John, whether we're talking about them getting in the public education arena, their wonderful program that the Fed has taken over the public schools, that was never supposed to be. But, of course, you slide funding in there, and then you can start to manipulate and control what their curriculum is. Well, the simple answer to that is to get the Fed the heck out of your school systems. I kind of laugh down here in Central Texas. They've got schools that they have ISD after them, and that means an independent school district.
Oh, independent from what?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Independent from what? They should just drop that charade. But and I don't care if it's on highway funds. I mean, you've remembered this before that, well, the FedGov said that, well, we noticed that your police down there are handing out too many tickets for speeders down there. So until you get that under control, we're not going to send you any more federal funds. All this money is being sent over to the Fed, and they hold us hostage to this as long as we dance on the strings to do what they want. That's not the way this was supposed to be set up. 800-313-9443. I know you have a lot of questions out there. You can call in with a question and unrelated to what we're talking about. I know you people have a lot of questions, so get on the phones and start answering them. This is your opportunity. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John Ainsworth, we must have people out there that are just up to snuff on everything. No calls.
Well, let me put something out there. You know, last time we talked about getting together, because one of the problems we have is people that are in various parts of the country, not really knowing what to do. There's a lot of people that just feel like an island, like I'm the only person in my town or my county. And I don't even know who around me knows what I know, and people I can talk to and start moving forward. And I got a good bit of interest from that last time after the show was over through telephone calls and some emails, and I did not get back to all of them. And so I apologize to several people, probably about a half dozen people I still haven't gotten back with. And also, I've got an email virus, which, believe it or not, when I download them, it erases all my emails. And I only have blank emails coming in right now. And this is a current problem I have. This has been going on for a couple of days that I haven't figured out how to fix yet. But we're planning on having a try to get people together, get people in several states, get people to communicate to one another. And also I've been talking with L.B. Bork up in Wisconsin area. I've never met him. Seems to be pretty knowledgeable. And he's wanting to put together, and we talked about this on your last show, and it got a lot of interest, of having like a state, national, lawful government type Congress where the people from the various parts of the country would come together, and let's try to brainstorm this thing and get together. You know, probably have it somewhere in a middle state, like Tennessee or something of that nature. But we're putting this concept out to try to work towards resolution of, and again, this is the legal argument of, do we have a right to participate in lawful, provable government when the present government will not prove its lawfulness? And we're pretty excited about it, and we think we've got places to go with this, and we want to put that out for people who feel like they're an island. And how do I get involved in this concept? And one of the problems we find, we've talked about this before also, is that there's so many people that, John, you just don't get it. You know, you've got to understand UCC and straw man, and yeah, we already understand all that stuff. And and you need to move forward from those positions. Those are good positions to start in.
I was just going to say, John, that's 101. That's class 101. To understand UCC, to understand all that, even understand the traffic laws, the statutes, that is outstanding, and that is good basis for information. But once that's understood, then it's the next level. Then it's the next level. But we've got people, and you're right, John. I had a businessman, a business owner, come in to the network the other day. Robert, if you're out there listening today, thank you for stopping in. But at any rate, he came in to purchase a book, and he said, I'm really excited about what you guys are talking about on Thursdays. Can we get this started down here in Texas? So there is a lot of interest for that. But we're not going to talk that into existence. It's got to be put in place.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. We want to get a little Congress together, get a convention-type meeting with an agenda, with goals and directions. And we need people to help get involved in that, not just want to show up. People who want to get involved and start brainstorming this thing and move it along. People always say they want to get on the ground floor and be at the beginning of something. Well, here's the beginning of something that we all can get involved in. There shouldn't be a lot of fear involved in this, because all we're doing is trying to exercise our right to have a lawful, provable government. And if the government that's in place now will prove that it is lawful and legitimately founded, we don't even have a problem with that. The only problem is we have an education which shows us there's no way they can prove it. And of the, you know, half dozen times we've gone into court, we have found they refuse to prove it, and they won't even open their mouth to try to defend their position.
But how would they deal with this, John Ainsworth, if we had thousands and thousands of people in all the respective states that were starting to really apply some pressure? All of a sudden, it's just not a pocket here, a pocket there, an errant voice there, on the airwaves over there, but a constructed and consistent pressure and building a coalition. Everybody's getting upset about things, and they're getting upset about different things. Cops with handing out traffic tickets, they're out there revenueing. Here's people with a force continuum. They can hand a traffic ticket out or hand you a bullet at the end of their gun. There's many issues out there, whether it's on taxation, whatever the case may be. All this is inclusive in this, all of it. And there's
right.
there's going to be a lot of different people that are going to be coming into this and going, Yeah, I want to be a part of this because, you know, my deal over here, I've got taxes, well, I've got a good base of knowledge in this or that, but we are here to move this to the next level. And you know, you listeners out there today, I'd like to hear from you. What do you think would be a good start on this? Come on, folks, I'm not here to waste time. I'm not here to waste John Ainsworth's time. I'm not here to be the Messiah. I'm not going to walk on water for you out there. We do not have all the answers. That's what we are saying right now. We need to bring coalitions of people together to start hammering out an agenda and put it in effective force. That's the only way it can happen. 800. You know, John, I just, you know, we might go another 20 minutes here, and I just might play some music for the rest of the show.
Oh, we'll talk about something.
800-313-9443. And I'd like to hear some of you people out there. Now, John, let's frame this again as to we want to put together, I don't know if I like the term Congress because that smacks too much of Gosh, that's got negative connotations to me.
Well, that's more of a legal term. You know, Congress is, I don't even want to explain until I get it back out again. But it's a legal term for what we want to do rather than, you know, so we're just trying to use the proper wording for that. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Well, and, folks, I'll tell you what. We have a brand new year here, a brand new one. My hopes and my dreams, and that's what is the center of all this. If you have no hope, the eternal hope of mankind, that we can do something better today than we did it the day before or yesterday or yesteryear. Hope springs eternal. So do people's energy. What we are lacking a lot of here, John, is people's energy and input. I don't know if they're resigned to the fact that, well, it's just too big, we can't fight it. If I am to believe that, then there's no sense in even talking about doing anything about it. If people are resigned as to the current situation and can never be changed, well, then we should stop doing what we're doing.
Well, also, this gets down to the integrity of the people involved. Of what are their motives to be involved? And I have found, you know, I've been in this movement for, 16, 17 years now. And most people get into it for selfish purposes. You know, I want to keep my money. You know, I want them to leave me alone. I want no control. And it's the benefits I can get for myself. And when you get involved in this, the issue is we're going to be dealing with what benefits can we give our country and our posterity. And we need people that are willing to operate outside of themselves. We look at the last line of the Declaration of Independence. You know, when those people found that, you know, something was worth fighting for, they pledged their lives, their property, and their sacred honor. And what are we willing to pledge to get freedom back? You know, we have a lot of people that are already pledging their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, and going to jail and going to prison for nothing.
And people will sit back and say to you that, oh, my goodness, you're courageous in what you're doing. Well, what is, folks, if you think this is just born out of, compassion for my fellow Americans, you're sadly mistaken. And don't misunderstand me when I say this. It's not that I don't care about all Americans, but if they don't care enough to get involved once again and to realize how they've been scammed and shammed, well, then there's no point to it. If you're not going to be participating in the form of government that we have or supposed to have, then it is doomed to failure just like it has failed. That's the bottom line, folks. You can't set this on automatic pilot. You can't put it on cruise control and expect it to survive. It will not. And we have gotten exactly what we deserve by our inattentiveness. And it's not. And I'm not laying the blame on any one individual. I am as much to blame as the next guy because I acquiesced for too long. I remained ignorant for too long. I remained non-participatory for too long. They took over the playing field that we walked off of. And that's the bottom line. I'll tell you what, let's get into some calls. We've got a loaded bank here. I guess my threat to play music worked. Folks, I kid when I do that. But it's my signal out there to quit sitting on your hands and start getting on the phone. Let's go to, first up, Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I don't have any fortune to pledge. I just got a few thousand rounds, that's all.
if necessary, if necessary.
And the will to use it.
Right.
Anyway, I would like to see that website that you gentlemen from the Carolinas have developed expand out a little bit. I'd like to be able to see some sort of a state-by-state contact point of like-minded individuals, if you will, and a way to access that through your common site would be one thing.
That's a good start.
A second thing I'd like to see would be to bring on some links or people that, for instance, there was said that three or four other people helped you and your friend collaborate in this book. Well, I'm sure that they've got some pretty interesting things to say.
Well, that's Ed Waller's book, not my book.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, he made the claim that, there were several people that gave some awfully good input into it. I'd like to be able to contact and talk to them. I've listened to you, and I've listened to the other gentleman. I've listened to Desi. I've listened to Winter Road up there. We've got a guy here in Tennessee by the name of Wild Bill. It's very, very much up on this and very knowledgeable. And everybody's got a little different way to do it. You know, some will work on this judge and some will work on that judge. And I look at it this way. If I can come up with 20 different people that are extremely knowledgeable, that have 20 different methods, and I got my ducks lined up where I can employ any one of those 20 methods to beat these people, then I think that's a good idea, because if nothing else, with all the paperwork and your intentions and everything, the preponderance of evidence of who you are, who you claim to be, and your status and jurisdiction, I think that'll be an overwhelming factor. Is that, would you like to comment on that?
I'm not sure I got that in a question form. What's the exact question of your
thing? The question is, you've got one trick in you guys' bag. Winterow's got another trick.
Oh.
This guy's got that trick. Why not, when I walk into the courtroom, I've got a trick from every bag I can get that has just as good a chance of working as the next one?
Well, and the issue is what'll work with longevity? What's the real core issue?
Yep.
And most people's system they have in place has as a foundation that the present government that's in place now is the proper jurisdiction to listen to these arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of us say, okay, when you go into court, you do this, you bring this up, you bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our argument is, before you even go there, number one is you have to know who you are. You have to get
right.
Your status right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't claim to be a state citizen without being one and acting like one and doing what it takes to participate in that. So when you go into court, you have evidence that you are what you say you are.
Right.
And then you challenge jurisdiction. We go in with a special appearance. And a special appearance in law is you can go into a court generally to answer the charges, or you can go in specially to challenge a jurisdiction. And as a due process demands that every court be able to prove its jurisdiction. We have no courts of unlimited jurisdiction. Every court in this country is a court of limited jurisdiction. God has a court of unlimited jurisdiction. You know, they have to be able to define their courts. And so what we deal with is gets way ahead of what most people are doing. Okay, when you go into court, you bring in this statute and that, is this you do first.
Yeah. Gary, let me throw something in here, because I'm all for that individual having that knowledge base that they can fight their own battles as the, let's say the enemy comes after you, okay, the de facto people at the point of a gun. And that is absolutely necessary. But what I can see by putting this Congress or this coalition together to start bringing in people that have they're ambitious enough, and I don't want that term to be misunderstood, not political ambitions, that they want to be a superstar or they want the adulation of millions or thousands or whatever the case may be. What I'm saying is to start building this coalition so we can start being a force, so that person doesn't have to be that sacrificial lamb walking
right.
into that court.
We're no longer islands anymore.
Yeah.
We become a people.
Yes.
We are a people again united. And when they injure one of our people by not recognizing their rights, they're injuring all of us. And then we all have, you know, can have a right to recourse in law with these issues.
Yeah, because so far, Gary, what I see, I don't see a very good or high percentage. It's certainly not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly understand your point that we all need protection, and we should be able to protect ourselves today or tomorrow or next week against the next onslaught. But that is going to keep continuing. That is going to not abate as long as we keep approaching this from the way we have been approaching it.
I would like to also say that out of all the different approaches, most of those are on, like, you know, a trick filing or a little trick here and there. But I, like you guys, is right up front, prove your jurisdiction, and here's my status. Now prove your jurisdiction, prove that you are lawful government.
And prove that you have jurisdiction over me.
Right.
That's right.
And there's got to be enough weight behind that, I must say.
To me, that issue is the primary fundamental thing, and then you can always add these other tricks. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. And I do believe this is the gentleman that stopped in my facility yesterday, Robert in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Robert.
John, I'm out here. I just want you to know I heard my name mentioned, and I'm sitting there very excited. Sign me up for this coalition, this convention, this whatever word you want to put on it. As I was saying to you the other day, I'm not a real patient person, and I think people either need to stand up or shut up. Let's do something.
All right. I'll tell you what. Well, let's first do this because I'm under the computer clock here. I can't fight the computer. Bob, hang on a second here. Randall, Paul, Bill, and others will get to all of your calls on this edition of the National Intel Report with my guest today, Mr. John Ainsworth from North Carolina. And the website is NC Republic. Is that com or org?
org.org.
We'll be right back.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back. Go ahead, Robert, in Georgetown.
Thanks, John. You guys are right on the money. You know, the bureaucrats are a member of a club, and it's the word bureaucrat is synonymous with the word bully, and bullies are inherently scared. That's by definition, that's part of what makes them a bully. And these guys, all these trolls know what's happening to a fellow troll in other places. And I believe you're right on the money when you say that we need to get together so that this situation is coming up all over. If they see it popping up in just one location, like in North Carolina, that's not very threatening to them as much as if they see it popping up in all the different quadrants of the continental, you know, the United States here. And, John, you were in the service. That's why platoons don't walk in a clustered little group, isn't it?
That's right. They spread out and they, that's right.
That's right. So, and here's what I would suggest. You need people like, John, you know how to get in touch with me. And I'm willing to do things like, lick envelopes, make phone calls, do the clerical stuff to help and get people together and get the thing going without the spotlights and the three-piece suits. I believe we need to get down where the rubber hits the road here.
Well, and I'm going to caution, I'm going to warn people that I cannot be the hub of this down here in Texas itself because I've got responsibilities of doing my own talk show, obviously, running the network and doing
right.
All that.
I know you don't.
But I will be the conduit to allow that to happen. And I'll tell you what, did you give me your information yesterday?
Your wife has all my information.
Okay,
and,
real good.
And everything there at the office. I've come in and gotten some things from the RBN and from Jeff and
okay.
Some different people. Okay.
All right. Well, so here's the game plan, and I'm just throwing this out there. That Robert, would you be willing to talk to other people that want to join and form a coalition to start the basis down here to do exactly what we're talking about doing?
I would be willing to start that this evening.
All
is
right.
That soon enough for you?
That's actually it, last year would have been too late, but no, yeah, Robert, that would be great. So, folks in Texas here, you know, I
know you can't do this, John, but perhaps the other John Ainsworth, maybe they have something in place in North Carolina. I know he's busy, too, with his stuff, but maybe there's someone sort of in my position in North Carolina that's not well-known like you two guys are that's trying to do the same thing up there. I don't mind calling somebody in North Carolina.
Well, I mean, we've got multiple people here. The problem with me myself is I'm not a good organizer. That doesn't fall within my skills and passions. So I've always got to hand that off to someone else. But, you know, again, I can be a conduit to make that happen. And, you know, feel free to contact me, Richard. You can call me here at my home. I put that number out last time and with pretty good results, and I'll put it out again. My phone number is area code 704-563-4554.
And I'm going to try to get Danny here. I know he's and he monitors the program. He's listening right now. We'll see if we can't put up a page, link it to yours, or it could be your page itself. We'll put up a map of the United States, and we'll start putting people with phone numbers, contact sources that people can start getting together, folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, getting together, start forming this coalition, because I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to bring in people from professions. You're going to bring in people that it's going to amaze you where they're going to come from. But they understand the problem. What they're waiting with bated breath is a mechanism in which to start putting it into force and start. It's going to roll of its own, but we got to start putting it together.
Right.
Robert, thank you so much, my friend.
Okay, Mr. Ainsworth, I'll be calling you this evening.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
All right.
All right. Look forward to it.
Got to take the break. Second hour of the National Intel Report. 800-313-9443. 5050 is the shortwave frequency. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. they aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.